but he wasn't always pleased with what he saw. He had seen many tough managers, whose organizations seemed to win, while the people working there lost. Some thought they were good managers. Many thought otherwise. As the young man sat in each of these tough people's offices, he asked, "What kind of a manager would you say you are?" Their answers varied only slightly. "I'm a bottom-line manager. I keep on top of the situation," he was told. "Hard-nosed, realistic, profit-minded." They said they had always managed that way and saw no reason to change. He heard the pride in their voices and their interest in results. The young man also met many nice managers, whose people seemed to win while their organizations lost. Some of the people who reported to them thought they were good managers. Those to whom they reported had their doubts. As the young man sat and listened to these nice people answer the same question, he heard, "I'm a participative manager, supportive, considerate, humanistic." They also said they had always managed that way and saw no reason to change. He heard the pride in their voices and their interest in people, but he was disturbed. It was as though most managers in the world were still managing the way they had always done and were primarily interested either in results or in people.